Matthew chapter number 2. I want to read just a few verses here to begin with, and then I'll pray again. Verse number one, of chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Now will you turn over in the book of Matthew to chapter number 27. Matthew 27. And I want to call your attention to verse number 33. Matthew 27, and I'll begin with verse number 33. And when they were come to the place which is called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there and set up over his head an accusation written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' The wise men came, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews?' And the inscription said, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.'" Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I pray now the Holy Spirit of God would give me your unction. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the blessed singing this morning. Thank you for God's people who've worshiped in their giving this morning. And God, it's been a great day to be at the house of the Lord, the sunrise service. And Lord, the way you're blessed and touched in all the singing and every part of the service this morning. And again, thank you for our friends who came so early this morning to prepare wonderful breakfast for us there. Lord, for this great number gathered here in the auditorium this morning, all the singing and musicians and all that you've just blessed us with this morning, we thank you. Thank you. We have a living Savior. And now I ask God the Holy Ghost to breathe on me and quicken me and give me your anointing. And God, I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Where is Jesus, or where is he that's born King of the Jews? Where is Jesus at? Where is the King at? Where is he at in your life today? Is he a priority in your life? Is he the one that you love and serve this morning? Where is Jesus? Through the Bible, you'll see him over and over again as he lived his life on this earth and ascended back to heaven. Where is he that's born King of the Jews? Look yon in a stable in Bethlehem. There he lays, Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords. There he's wrapped in human flesh and wrapped in swaddling clothes. Royalty in a manger, they are given for you. The Bible said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Here's the Son of God, clothed in human flesh. Here is the child that he gave to humanity to be the Savior of the world. There he is. There's the King. There he is in a manger. But now look a little further, and there he is in a little house. I thought about it today. I never thought about it before. I wonder who rented Jesus that house. You see, he's still in Bethlehem. And the night before, maybe a day or so before, I don't know how long it was, but there was no room in the inn. They had to stay in the stable. But now he's in the house. And now wise men come from the east to worship him. They've traveled afar, following the star in the sky. And they come and they ask, "Where is he that's born King of the Jews?" There he is in this house, in the arms of his mother Mary with Joseph. And there he is, the babe, now a little child. And they see him and they bow before him. I thought about that scene. What was it that compelled them to bow before him? There are no courts in that place. There are no crowns in that place. There are no attendants in that place. There is no authenticity of birth or the fact that he is royalty, but yet they bow before him. These are wise men. There was something about that time when they approached him. It had to be the work of the Holy Ghost of God that helped him recognize that was the King of the Jews. That was the one they came to see. My dear friend, there came a time in your life and my life when we saw him as Savior and Lord, and it had to be the work of the Holy Spirit of God. They offered him three gifts, the gifts of a king. They gave him gold, the gift of royalty. They gave him frankincense, that's the gift of a priest. And they gave him myrrh, that's for anointing a body that is dead. And it speaks of his kingship, and it speaks of his priestly reign and make an intercession for us. And it also speaks of his death, that he would die for us. There he is. There's the king right there. He's in that house as a little boy. Then look a little further at the age of 12. There he is in the temple. Where's he that's born king of the Jews? I see him in the temple as a little boy. And the Bible said he was asking and answering questions. Here was gathered all the intellectuals of that community. Here were the hierarchy of the religious field and all their wisdom sitting before a little boy. And he was asking questions. And I can see it. It's like a cartoon. He'll ask them a question. A big question mark appears on top of their head. Their mouth drops open. Their eyes get big. They have no answers. But the Bible said he asked questions and answered them. What a blessing. He'd ask the question. They were baffled. But this little boy, God incarnate in human flesh, who has made unto us wisdom and salvation, this one, this little boy, had all the wisdom of all the ages in him, because in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. There he is. There's the king of the Jews as a little boy. And there he is as he grew to manhood and walked around the cities of Jerusalem and all Judea and all through there in Galilee. There he is as he healed the blind. There he is as he healed the lame. There he is as he resurrected the dead. There he is as he fed 5,000. There he is as he walks on water. There he is, the king of Israel. There he is, the king of the Jews. Human man, but holy God, full of God without measure. The Bible said God gave him the Holy Spirit of God without measure. There's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's king of the Jews. There he is as he goes in among the people and touches him. That's the king. There he is. There's the king. As he ministers and touches lives, as he weeps at the graveside of a loved one and calls him out of death, and Lazarus comes forth. There he is, the king. My dear friend, what a blessing. There he is, the king of all the world, the one who created everything. And he sits there, and they bring children to him to bless. And he lays hand on them, and he puts them in his lap and said, blessed is this child. And except you become as a little child, you know why I seek the kingdom of heaven. There he is, the king of the Jews. I see him there. Can you see him in the scriptures? Can you see him in your mind's eye? Here he is, the Lord Jesus Christ. There he is. There he is in the garden, the king of the Jews, as he weeps and his sweat is like great sweat drops of blood. And he says, Father, not my will, but thine be done. There he is. There he is at the scourging post as they beat him and treat him as we've seen in the drama night by night. There he is, the king of the Jews. There he is on the cross, the king of the Jews, beating beyond recognition, suffering and bleeding and dying, bearing all of my sin and all your sin in his own body on the tree. There he is, the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, there he is. The Bible said he descended into the innermost part of the earth. On that cross, a man said to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, today thou shalt be of me in paradise. In that area is an area called Abraham's bosom, a place of blessed rest and repine and waiting for the Savior to come. On the other side was torment. My dear friend, here he comes, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He stepped out of a body brutalized by human hands. And on that cross, when he dismissed his spirit, he went straight into that place. And he didn't walk in. He didn't go in shackled as every other man in all of history has done. He walked in, having defeated death, hell, and the grave. He walked in, the Bible said, and he led captivity captive. My dear friend, he went and proclaimed the message, it's finished, it's done. And all those saints of all the ages who had looked forward to Calvary now realize their salvation's been completed. There he is as he pronounces final judgment on those who would not give a blood sacrifice. There he is as he leaves that place and he comes out of the grave in that bodily form. He steps out of death and defeats it and leaves his grave clothes behind. There he is, he who's alive forevermore. Mary came and didn't recognize him and said, where have you laid him? And he called her by name. And my dear friend, that name that he spoke to her, that voice, she knew it when he spoke her name. There he is as he speaks to a mourner and gives them comfort and said, I'm alive forevermore. I see him there as he leaves with his disciples. In the book of Acts, it says that he was ascended up into the clouds, out of their sight. There he goes, the King of Kings. And there he goes, the King of the Jews, as he ascends back to the Father. But there again, I see him. The Bible says this, he ever lives to make intercession, seated at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. Right now, he's there, King of the Jews. Right now, he's calling your name. Right now, he knows every need you've got. Right now, he's there pleading on your behalf before the Father. Right now, there he is. That's King of the Jews. There he is, the Savior of the world. There he is, the Bridegroom. There he is, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. There he is, the one who took away all of our sin and all of our strife. There he is. I see him again in 1 Thessalonians when the Bible says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. There he is as he steps out of glory and comes back for those who've been redeemed by the blood. And with a great shout, he says, come up hither, as in Revelation chapter 4. And all the saints ascend. They meet the loved ones in the cloud. They meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. There he is as he comes to keep his promise that he'd come back for us one day and keep a promise. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive unto myself that where I am, there you may be also. There he is as he's coming back for his bride. There he is as we fellowship with him. And he said this, that we shall ever be with the Lord. But I see him further in the book of Revelation. Take your Bible, if you will, and we'll turn over there quickly to Revelation chapter 15, having ascended into heaven, and all the saints are gathered around him there in the book of Revelation chapter 15. Listen to this wonderful statement about this worship experience in Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, a great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues and in them filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over the mark and the number of his name and the sands of the sea, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses and the Lamb of God and the songs of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true thy ways, thou King of the saints. There he is. There he is, defeated all the enemies of God. But look a little further, if you will, please, in the book of Revelation, chapter number 19. It ain't over yet, as the feller said. Thank God, there's still more to come. He's defeated death and he defeats the enemies of the Antichrist. And ultimately in Revelation 19, I see him in verse number 16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he comes back in that great battle of Armageddon to defeat all the enemies of God. But look again in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. There he is, the King of the Jews, as he rules. And all of that crowd who said it's not so, all of that crowd that said, I'm not accountable to him. I don't have to bow before him. I don't have to accept him as my Savior. And there they stand before the great white throne judgment. My dear friend, there's no place to hide. Cannot hide behind religion. You cannot hide behind the hypocrite. Cannot hide behind anything else. There he is, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as he judges every man who's lost at that great white throne judgment. But my dear friend, look a little further as I look over in chapter 22. This thing is coming down to an end, and I believe it's approaching very quickly. And as you look in this passage in chapter 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God. And the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Oh, listen, there he is, ruling and reigning. But in the last admonitions of this book, he said this in verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Look at verse number 12 of Revelation 22. And behold, I come quickly. And in verse number 20, and he testifies these things, saying, surely I come quickly. There he is. My dear friend, there he is. He's victorious over death, hell, and the grave. There he is now with open arms to receive any sinner that had come. There he is to meet the need of every saint, every need you've ever had. But my friend, he's coming one of these days. And one of these days, as he comes to call us out, we meet our loved ones in the clouds and we meet him in the air. And we'll say, my dear friend, there he is. There he is. Thank God he's alive. And the Bible said, and we shall see him as he is. There he is. There he is. My dear friend, listen. Right now, there he is. The perfect sacrifice for sin. He come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Whosoever cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Come without price, come. He's able to save to the uttermost all who come to him. There he is, the Savior, the one who beckons you and draws you by the Holy Ghost, bids you through the preaching of the Word of God and through the convicting power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. There he is. It's not a preacher, it's not a singer, it's God himself. There he is. He cares enough about you that not only did he give his son to die for you, but to come to you personally and to speak to your heart and show you that you need a Savior. There he is now, standing at your heart's door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Any man. Any boy, any girl, any man, any woman, young or old, red or yellow, black or white, makes no difference. If any man, any person will open the door, I'll come in. Question is, will you? There he is, right there where you are in your pew, right there in your home, right there in your automobile, right now. He wants to come into your heart. There he is. He came to you. He's the good shepherd. He goes out and seeks his sheep until he finds him. And there he is, right there with you right now, offering you eternal life, the forgiveness of sin, make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, change your life all eternity. There he is. Will you let him have your life? Will you surrender to him? Will you turn to him as your Savior and say, God, forgive me of all my sin. Receive Jesus Christ today. You'll never have a greater time to be saved than today. On Easter Sunday, there he is, the Savior. Well, what will you do with him? Will you reject him yet again? Or would you right now be willing to ask him to come in your heart? You have everything to gain and nothing to lose by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord right now. And right now in this building and in the radio audience, the internet audience, if you would be willing to accept him who's there with you right now, to turn from your sin and turn to the Savior. He said, I'll save you. I'll forgive all your sin. I'll make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Will you receive him? If you will do that this morning, will you call on him and pray this prayer with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but you bore all my sins on the cross on Calvary's hill. Lord Jesus, you paid my sin debt. You were buried. You rose again. And I believe you are here right now. Lord, come in my heart. Save me right now. I accept you as my personal Savior and Lord. Help me to love you and serve you and live for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. My dear friend, if you prayed that prayer here in the building or in internet radio audience, we'd love to know it. I'd like for you to come forward if you're in the building. Let us know you trusted Christ. So if you have questions, we can help you. Whatever God is speaking to your heart about, if you want to just pray, I invite you to come here around this old-fashioned altar. If you need help, there's men who will pray with the men, ladies who will pray with the ladies. They love to pray with you, love to talk to you right now. If you're here this morning, I want you to know you have a living, loving Savior. If you've trusted him as your Lord, these days you and I need to love him and stand for him. Let's just rejoice and worship him this morning for a moment. Brother Brad's going to sing a verse of a song. If you're here this morning, you just want to come get around this old-fashioned altar, or if you're here this morning, you're not saved, you want to be saved, will you take that step of faith and trust Him? Let Him make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. He'll save you, and you'll be saved for all eternity. There He is, right at your heart's door right now.